The two things are in opposition to each other. Salvation is not merely eternal life. Eternal life is the end of our salvation. Our salvation is from the beginning to the end. I mean, it is faith, righteousness, hope, peace, you know, love, temperance, you know, all having all these things added to us is the salvation of our souls. We are supposed to abstain from fleshly lusts because they war against our souls. They promise people liberty. I'm going to promise you liberty in Christ. I'm going to make you free. Christ is going to make you free by the gospel. Just believe. It's funny because ultimately all you do have to is believe. But you have to believe more than what they're telling you. That's the thing. And in everything, there's always works you have to do. For them, it's the works. You gotta, even they do a minimalist work. But to them, it's like the work is up to you. But what I see is it's the grace of God. There's a big difference there. They promise them liberty. They themselves are the servants of corruption. Yes, I sin. It's impossible to be without sin. But Christ forgives you when you repent. Which means basically putting on that latex covering. They themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome by the same he is brought into bondage. When a man is overcome of corruption, you know, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same he's brought into corruption. When of whom of the service of corruption a man is overcome, they bring him into bondage. It's like they say they're going to make you free. They say they're going to give you salvation, but instead they bring you into bondage. And that's why I say it's like, it's funny because they preach a gospel, they say it's of grace. But because they deny predestination and they deny the true grace of God, which is that he has chosen you and you do not choose him, they say you have to choose to love him. You have to choose to have faith in him. And then ultimately it is you are the one responsible for saving yourself. Because the ultimate choice is up to you, whether or not you will accept the gospel. Whereas I say, it's like, it's not up to you. They don't give you actual freedom from sin. They just promise you a liberty that is just a bunch of empty words, great swelling words. And when these people are overcome by the words of these false teachers, those false teachers bring them into bondage. They're literally enslaved. Because the gospel they teach, as I've said on many occasions, is actually legalism. When you look at it properly, it is legalism to say, you know, I'm going to choose God. I'm going to choose to love him because that is the work you have to perform. And that is the work you must supply from your own store. Meaning God doesn't make you do it. You have to do it yourself. And so it is ultimately your works. And they say, well, it's works of faith. It's like, well, but you make faith is supposed to be the gift of God, not a work that I do. It's work that he does. He gives me faith according to his predestination, according to his foreknowledge. And so when people don't understand that, they what the gospel that they preach, that they say is of grace and of liberty, is actually of bondage and legalism and of works. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangle there and overcome, the latter end is worse to them than the beginning. Again, to me this is almost like, I don't know how to even start with that, because mostly these people are already entangled with the world, and it's like, having clean escaped, well, I'd like to see that. But I suppose if you escape and then you come into the gospel, the true gospel, and then you forsake it and go after the false gospel of the false prophets, and you get entangled in it and overcome, then you're worse off than you were from the beginning. And I think in a lot of ways, because you think you're right and you're not, whereas before you were wrong and you knew you were wrong. You knew there was something wrong with your life. And a lot of these Christian people, conservative Christian people, they think, hey, I'm all right. I'm okay. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it, to turn from the holy commandment and delivered unto them. We don't want to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them, which is life everlasting, eternal life by the gospel. Now, you know, but it has happened to them according to the true proverb. What proverb is that? Well, it is Proverbs 26, verse 11. The dog has turned again to his vomit. You know, dogs, you know, they poop and they vomit. Well, the most vomit, they lick up their vomit. But they do raid the cat box, too. And, you know, you wash the pig and returns back to its wallowing. You know, and what happens is people, you know, some people, as it says in the parable, they receive the gospel, the word of the kingdom. They receive it gladly at first. But then the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of the flesh come in and it chokes out the word. So are they that are sown among thorns. And so when a false preacher comes along, if someone having heard the true gospel believed it and started out in righteousness, in faith, and then to be turned back and say, well, you know what, maybe I don't have to walk in righteousness. Maybe I can just, you know, I mean, it's funny because it's like, if I go back and be entangled in the pollutions of the world through another gospel, or through just forsaking the true gospel, his clear mindset is of those who seduce people away. Though people can be seduced of their own accord. They end up worse than they were at the beginning. Thank God that he has turned us from our sins towards his glorious kingdom. And I tell you what, I've lived my life in such a way that I have seen God's patience and long-suffering with me. A lot of times, you know, what happens is people make mistakes and so on and so forth, and then they start to feel condemned.